In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp., 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Utah.
Today, you are going to learn about Lydia and what she was all about scripturally, and then also an award that's named after her.
Yeah, that award is going to be presented at the Praise Breakfast by the Scenic City Women's Network. And we wanted to give you just a little background, because you may have heard us talk about this award, but you're wondering, well, who is Lydia? What in the world is this about? Lydia was an entrepreneur and a seller of purple, and her story is in the Bible. Purple cloth in ancient days was a symbol of wealth, and a confident, successful businesswoman who sold luxury goods like the elite to the elite and the powerful, Lydia knew there was more to life, and her heart was changed by God to hear the call of Jesus. She was the Apostle Paul's first European convert and provided support to him. So in the spirit of Lydia and her extraordinary life and influence, every year, as we said, the Scenic City Women's Network honors an extraordinary Christian working woman, a modern day Lydia.
And the modern day Lydia for this year receiving the Lydia Award is Jane Henniger. She's a Texas native, and she's lived in Chattanooga for more than 56 years. And during her 30-year career as a Bible teacher at GPS, she was a powerful influence in hundreds of young lives, and she joins us right now on Mornings with Tom and Tavi. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning.
So I just need to ask a little bit. You have poured into the lives of young women at GPS, again, over three decades. And just if you could just take a snippet, if you could do an overview, because it's so hard to get one. But what was the overriding principle for you? Because you've impacted so many, and they are talking to you about you to this day.
The overriding principle was, I'm sure that God knew that I would never know his word well, unless I had to study it every day and couldn't escape. So I got to do that every day with these magnificent human beings, these women of great little girls then, but they are women who make the world a better place because of who they are and who they love and what they do and what they care about.
Well, Jane, you've had a huge impact on shaping these women as well. And I know just Jesus just sitting there with his arms outstretched to you saying, well done. But so 30 years of Bible teaching. So you would spend time daily in prayer and in Bible study. But also some of those prayers, I understand, were formed into a book that was illustrated by some of your students as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I can. It was my friend Sarah Gahan's idea. The best part of this is that I worked in a place where prayer was invited, where prayer was made in assemblies of students and teachers. But at the beginning of every year, and this was the main part of this book, the teachers, the faculty, would begin the year with prayer. And I got to give that prayer for many years, and Sarah Gahan collected those prayers in a book.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, just a legacy like that. You're hearing the voice of Jane Henniger. She is the Lydia Award recipient, and that's all going to be happening at the Scenic City Women's Network's Praise Breakfast on April 18th.
Jane, did you always love the Bible? Like, were you a little girl who was just trying to get through Leviticus and Deuteronomy on your own? Like, how did this passion develop in you to teach?
Well, it was a gift, really. I always wanted to be a writer, a journalist, to do what you all do, to be the one who asks the questions. And then I ended up catering weddings. And so I catered the wedding of the Bible teacher at GPS. And after she asked me if I could fix food for her wedding, she called me back and said, well, why don't you apply for my job? And I did that, and that was all the Lord's doing. And a headmaster who was gracious enough to hire me, even though I had no credentials. So my faith came late, although I always wanted to love the Lord, but I didn't know him well until I was in graduate school.
Well, that is just a beautiful outpouring of what God had done in your life at that moment. And it's so interesting just to combine these two different things, because you also, I'm just reading, you're like the food editor for the Chattanooga Times and the Times Free Press. And so along with your love of devouring the word, how did you develop your love of food and then also like sharing that love with others?
So it was all tied together. So interestingly enough, Lydia, and I remember teaching about her, and she has a very brief appearance in the scriptures, but I remember thinking, I like this person, because she went down to the river to pray, and then the Lord opened her heart, which is the only way any of us has a heart opened. And then she said, well, if you think I'm the real thing, well, come to my house. And so that, of course, would have involved some food. So I think spiritual food and physical nourishment are closely kin to each other. And I think feasting around a table together is a very holy thing.
So feasting on just the bread that we love to eat, just symbolizing our food, but also the bread of life and the word of God. That's a great metaphor for that as well. And sounds like you've been able to invite people to your table, these young women at Girls Preparatory School who've been able to feast and learn more about scripture. Can you share anything that some of those students have said to you about the impact of that time with you?
Oh, I can share something that a student didn't say. I think about this a lot, along with the days when they questioned me, when they corrected me, very appropriately and almost always respectfully. But one moment that stands out to me is sitting in my classroom, which was also a holy place. And this student, whom I loved, had lost her father, and she was one of those little girls who adored her daddy. And so she came and sat down with me in my classroom, and I had no words, which is a good thing. And we just sat there and cried together. There were no words that passed between us. And the next day, this little sophomore, I think, brought me some brownies. They were a little burned because she had made them herself. And these two things were a wordless communication with us, that the gospel was alive there and that we could pray those liquid prayers, which is exactly what tears are, for each other and with each other.
Well, Jane, thank you for that just beautiful picture and just one of many, many multitudes of young women whose life you poured into. And I'm just so thrilled that you are the one who was chosen as the Lydia Award recipient here for 2024. And if you could give just one nugget of information to a young teacher who loves the Lord Jesus Christ and wants to have impact for the kingdom over the long haul, what would that be?
Well, I wish I'd known this when I was so tired I could hardly move or think, that this is, again, I'll use the word holy, a classroom is a holy place, and to be given a chance, an opportunity, chance is not the right word, to love human beings who are in the making, in process, just exactly like their teacher is. To listen to them, to apologize to them, which I also had to do frequently. That is a holy privilege. It's a messy privilege, but all privileges are.